Good morning, everyone. Last week we started reading from our new book, Self and Samadhi, which is officially going to be released on Gurudeva's Mahasamadhi next month. We started on the chapter called How to Realize God. Look at a child standing before a mirror for the first time, feeling its nose and ears, eyes and mouth, looking at itself reflected in the glass. Feeling and seeing what has always been there is a discovery and experience. Parashiva is the same. It is always there in each and every human being on the planet. But involvement in the externalities of material existence inhibits their turning inward. You're all exempt from that, right? Not at all concerned about what's going on in the world. Just totally oblivious. Just living in bliss inside yourself, right? So that's the point, is we need to pay attention to the world. It's not saying ignore it, but it's saying find a balance. If you spend all your time concerned about the world, then you won't be able to turn within. You'll just have so much going on in your mind that you can't slow it down. Whereas if you don't pay enough attention to the world, then things go wrong and cause even more grief. We have to find the right balance that you can sustain. The clouding of the mirror of the mind, that reflective pond of awareness, which when calm sees clearly, or the ripples of disturbance on the mind's surface distort seeing and confuse understanding. Without a clear mirror, the child lacks the seeing of what has always been there, its own face. Oh, the analogy, similar to the analogy I use of the pond of water, you remember? Pond of water has the gold nuggets at the bottom, but it has some mud in it, and the surface is moving. So if we look from the top down, we can't see the nuggets. The mud is the subconscious mind. We haven't purified it enough. The remnants of unwise past actions. And the surface moving is our thoughts. We're not holding them still. We're too concerned about the externalities of the mind. So when we can accomplish those two things, purify the subconscious mind, through karma yoga, through bhakti yoga, when we can quiet the mind through raja yoga, quiet our thoughts, then, of course, we see what's always been there. Well, it's an important perspective, and it's one that's kind of not in the natural Western default perspective. Natural Western default perspective is I have to do something for something to happen. I have to work hard, create something. But this is saying it's already there. We just kind of have to relax into it. Relax into finding our inner self. We don't have to strive in a way where it's like walking up a steep hill. We don't have to strive in that way. We have to strive in the way of just trying to calm ourselves down to see that which is already there. Parashiva is an experience that can be likened to the hand feeling and the eyes seeing one's own face for the first time. But it is not experience of one thing discovering another, as in the discovery of one's face. It is the self experiencing itself. Experienced an experiencer are one and the same. That is why it is only registered on the external mind in retrospect. Well, that one's pretty deep, but it's useful to reflect on the three components there. Experience, experienced, and experiencer are one and the same. So experiencer, of course, is awareness, right? That one's easy. Our awareness. Experienced is what awareness is experiencing. So we're all involved in this book. We're all listening to the talk, giving the talk. So that's what we're experiencing, and that is being done right now. So it's the experience going on in the present. The experience, what's going on in the present, involves the experiencer and the experienced. And as we know, the experiencer usually forgets about itself and all gets all involved in the experience. I am happy, I am sad, I am bored, I am this, I am that. Instead of just being the I am. So when we transcend all of that, that's the realization of the self. We talked a little bit about that last time, so I won't try and repeat that because it's kind of deep. Most people try to experience God through other people. Disciples see a guru as God. Wives see their husband as God. Devotees see the deity in the temple as God. But all the time behind the eyes of their seeing is God. The self, Prada Shiva, can be realized only when the devotee turns away from the world and enters the cave within as a way of life through initiation and under vows. We know the self within ourself only when we fully turn into ourselves through concentration, meditation, and contemplation, and then sustaining the resulting samadhi of Satchidananda, pure consciousness, in hopes of finding, determined to find, that which cannot be described. That was that which was spoken of by the rishis, Parashiva, beyond a stilled mind, Parashiva that has stopped time, transcended space, and dissolved all form. One of the challenges is where we're dealing with language. And language has its way of causing us to think inaccurately. For example, in English, you have to call God he or she. No, it doesn't work to call God it. We don't have a way of talking about a living being without calling it he or she. Everything is gender-based, but that's a distortion to call God he or she. God is simply a being. It's not a he or a she. Similarly, when we use the word God, how to realize God, the language concept of God is God's separate from us. So we've created a false concept right there, just like he and she is a false concept. I want to realize God, how to know God, where the language is causing us to think of God as separate from us, just like God's a person. So I want to realize the self. That's a better word in English because it doesn't seem as separate as God does. But the basic point is, when it comes to realization, we're just trying to go deeper and deeper into ourself. Everything's already there. Our Shiva is already inside of us, the core of us. And then outside of that is Satchitananda or being omnipresent. They're already just sitting there inside of us, but we're so wrapped up in externalities, we don't go that deeply within ourselves. So, but realizing that the language is causing a barrier there is useful. We have to overcome that barrier. That's one of the beauties of the Shum language, because you're trained to identify with awareness. When you think in Shum, you think of yourself as awareness. You don't think of yourself as I. I is conscious and subconscious ego, as Gurudeva would say, ing and ming in the Shum language. I am this, I am that. In English, we're trained to think of ourselves as the I. But in the Shum language, we're trained to think of ourselves as awareness. Awareness, I am awareness. As awareness, where do I want to travel today? Why don't I travel into the inner light? That's a nice place to be. We think of ourselves in that way differently. It's so much easier when we identify as awareness to move around in the inner mind. For those who are familiar with Shum and being awareness, the idea of imkayif, or awareness going away temporarily, is a way of describing Parashiva that seems clearer than you find in another language. So if you can hold awareness long enough, intensely enough, it'll disappear for a brief second. And that's when Parashiva remains. Self alone remains, is what Gurudeva says. So it's just the absence of awareness. Like turning on and off a light, turning on and off a light just for a split second. Was off for a split second. So the absence of the experiencer is what Im Kaif means. And then that experience of the absence of the experiencer experiencer and experienced are all the same, is what Gurudeva is saying. So if you understand that, get an A+ on your test. But anyway, I'm sure you got something out of it. The point is, we make these things harder than they are by language. No, we need to reflect on that and make it easy. Yogaswami had as a simple statement, we tend to think of Satchit Ananda as, again, outside of us. But as something way up there. But he says, bliss, 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 here, there, everywhere am I. He's not even using the term Satchitananda. It's just who he is. He's so identified with being omnipresent, he doesn't say, I am experiencing Satchitananda, something like that. No, his language shows you how integral it is to who he thinks he is. Here, there, everywhere am I. He just takes it for granted. I am here, there, everywhere. It's just, I can hear, I can see, and I am everywhere. It's just a natural faculty that is, you can see from the way he expresses it.